Once again, good afternoon, and thank you for joining the call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. I'm honored to introduce Rabbi Ari Leibowitz to share Divrei Chizuk, words of inspiration. Rabbi Leibowitz is the Mor d'Astra of Beit HaKnesset of North Woodmere, as well as the director of Smicha at Reese at Yeshiva University. Immediately following Rabbi Leibowitz, Mr. Moshe Bain, president of the Orthodox Union, will recite three paragraphs of Tehillim, Kapitel Chaf Kuf, Kuf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. That's 20, 121, and 130. Please note that due to the call being muted, that Moshe will be reciting the Tehillim slowly, but not pausing between the Sukkim, so that all of us can say the Tehillim together with him in unison. Hello, Rabbi Leibowitz.
My friends, we're living through a very unusual time. Things are very much abnormal. Things are very challenging. And it's specifically in times like this that it's so important to appreciate whatever is normal in our lives, whatever we can connect to that's still consistent, that's still what it was, what it once was, what it's supposed to be. You know, the Rambam talks about how cruel it is for a person in an eis tzara to not feel the tzara, to not be moved by the tzara. That is not our challenge at this point. I don't know of a single human on earth that is not moved by this tzara, that has not been shaken by this tzara. And specifically at this time, we're supposed to connect, our avoda is to connect to that which is calm and steady, that which we know can be consistent, to take our avoda Hashem and from the shul to the home and practice it in a way that reflects our consistent avoda to the Ribbono Shel Olam. One of my talmidim told me that as he was buying things on Erev Shabbos and filling up his shopping cart, he saw Rabbi Yitzchak Kohn Shlita from Yeshiva University with his shopping cart. And in his shopping cart, there was only two things, both flowers, one keneged Zohar, one keneged Shomar, because that's his regular run on Erev Shabbos, to buy flowers l'kavod Shabbos Kodesh, to connect to what he normally does, to connect to his usual life. But at the same time, and obviously most critically at this time, and the reason the OU is putting this together, we have to realize that this is an eis tzara, and at an eis tzara, we cry out in tefillah. That's what a Jew does. That's our reaction. I would suggest that when we find ourselves davening at home, that we should daven out loud. The Gemara Maseches Brachos, Daf Chav Dalid, says that if a person is going to have enhanced kavana by davening out loud, he should do so. The Taz, in his commentary to the Shulchan Aruch, says that if a person feels that he would daven better by davening out loud, he can daven b'yechidus just so that he can daven out loud. Now, we don't normally recommend that as standard practice. When a person is home and a person is davening, and we know that our davening has to rise to a different level, it's very important that we do whatever we can to be ma'orer, to arouse within us the proper amount of kavana, focus, of concentration, of connecting to the Almighty. And the second thing, and I think this is what the purpose of this call and so much else that's being done now through the vehicle of technology, is that we just came off of the Yom Tov of Purim, where the great kitrug, the great argument against Klal Yisrael, against the Jewish people, was that we are an Am Mufuzar Mufurad Ben Ha'amin, that we're scattered, that we're all over the place, that we're not on the same page as each other. And here we are, as we're going through the period of time between Purim and Pesach, the period of time where we have the Dalet Parshios, before Parshas HaChodesh. You see, Parshas HaChodesh is such an interesting thing. Parshas HaChodesh is not the first mitzvah in the Torah. The first mitzvah in the Torah is Pur Revu. But yet we make a big deal out of Parshas HaChodesh because it's the first mitzvah we were commanded on as a nation. It was the first time we as a nation received something together from the Ribbono Shel Olam, whereas Klal Yisrael, we received the mitzvah. But Moshe Feinstein points out in his Darash Moshe that that's the purpose of all the four Parshios. We read Parsha Shkalim to remind ourselves that all the things that we're normally interested in, money is not that important to us. Ashir lo yarbeva, adal lo yamit, people are normally so obsessed with it, but when it comes down to it, we're now realizing that it's not so important. When it comes to Parshas Parah, we realize that chachma, that brilliance, is something we normally place great stock in, but it's also, ultimately, raw intelligence is not really that important. Parshas Zachar, when we read about Amalek, we remind ourselves that power, brute force, strength, ultimately not that important to us. Klal Yisrael was able to defeat a much more powerful nation in Amalek. And Parshas HaChodesh, says what Moshe Feinstein, is an indication of what is most important to us. And that is our ability to come together as a nation, our ability to receive the Dvar Hashem as a nation, and that's our avodah, that's our job in this time, to receive Hashem's word and to reach out to Hashem and create those lines of communication between us and God so that we'll be able to storm the heavens. He'll hear our tefillos, and just as quickly as a virus can spread, Yeshua Hashem Kerafayim, Hashem can provide salvation in a blink of an eye, and we can see it turn around as quickly as it went in one direction, it can go back in the other direction, because Hashem is capable of anything. And to that end, we should reach out and we should cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the depths of our heart and daven with all that we have in order to be able to achieve a bittul of this terrible gezeirah.
Thank you, Rabbi Leibowitz. As Naftali mentioned, I'm going to be reciting the Tehillim very slowly so everybody could recite it collectively. We begin with paragraph 20, Kapitel Chof. Lamnatzei yach mizmor l'David, yancho adinoi b'yoyim tzoro, yisgagef kol shem elei yakoiv, yishloch ezrecho mikoidesh, umitziyoin yisodeko, yizkor kol minchosecho, v'yoylosto yedash neselo, yitein l'cho kilvovecho, v'chol atzoscho yimalei, נירונן אבישו עושה חובשם אלוהינו נגדל, ימלא אדינוי כל משאל לא יפסחו. עתו יודעתי כי ישיר אדינוי משיחוי, יענהו משמי קודשוי בגבורוי שישר ימינוי. אלה ברכב אלה בסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדינוי אלוהינו נזכיר. Emo karu v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'nishoidod. Adinoi ha'ishiyo, ha'melech yaneinu v'yoim koreinu. Paragraph 121, Kufchof Aleph. Shir lamalois, esoinai eleorim. Meyagin yavoy Ezri, Ezri meyim adoinoy, Ose shomayim voretz, Al yitein lamoyz raglecho, Al yonum shoymrecho, Hinei lo yonum velo yishon, Shoyme Yisroel. Adinoi shoymrecho, Adinoi tilcho al yad yiminecho. Yoimam ha-shemesh lo yakeko, v'yoreyach baloylo. Adinoi yishmorcho mikoro, yishmor es nafshecho. Adinoi yishmor tzeischo uvoecho, me'ato v'ad oylom. Paragraph 130, Kuf Lamed. Shir hamalois, mima makim krosicho adinoi. Adinoi yishimo bekoili. Yenos necho kashuvois lekol tachanunoi. Im avoinois tishmor yoch, adoinoi mi yamod. Kimcho haslicho, leman tivorei. Kivisi adoinoi, kivso napshi. Belid voroi hoi chalti. Navshi la doinoi, mishaimrim la boiker, shaimrim la boiker. Yachai Yisroel el adoinoi, כי מדינוי החסד והרבה מויפדוס, והוא יפתה את ישראל מכל אבוי נויסוב.
אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנסונם לתורה ושוויה, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם ויוציאם מצרה לברכה, מאפלה לאורה, משיבה לגאולה, Hashta Ba'gala Uzman Kariv V'namar Amen. This concludes today's call. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all those in need will be answered L'tova. May the Rabbona Sha'olam speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. I'd like to thank Rabbi Ari Leibowitz and Mr. Moshe Bain. Please note, again, these calls will be happening every single day on a daily basis. At 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, each call will feature words of chizuk, words of inspiration by a rabbanim, followed by tehillim. Please join us again tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for words of divrei chizuk from Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg of Boca Raton Synagogue. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.